Yo!
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Tyan the Not Sex Talk.
What up, what up?
We are your hosts. Ooh, I am the most. Diamond. Yeah. And
it's your girl, call me Kaya. Hello.
And if this is your first time here, we would like to welcome you. Make sure you download the app. Make sure you get it on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. If this is not your first time here, welcome back. And today, we have another guest.
What?
Yeah, I'm just saying, we is fucking it up with the guests. Like, y'all I'm loving y'all up, love. Like, I'm appreciating. Let's go to you, baby. I am appreciating y'all coming on to the podcast and showing love, sharing with the community. Freeing yourself.
We have dudes in the building. Say hello to
please.
People.
Talk to the people.
Hi. I'm Dewey. Follow me on Instagram. Doing your mom, DEWING, your mom.
Cute as fuck.
Thank you.
She makes products, doesn't she? Don't you?
I do. So if you have any skincare, hair issues, you can definitely slide in my DMs. Let me know what you have going on, and I will help you come up with something.
But not only that, you also do hair, don't you?
I do. Let me get you right. It's the summertime. Y'all want them inches, them faux locks?
If you follow me on Instagram, my locks are courtesy of her.
Yes.
Everyone in Miami were like, they look so natural. I could FaceTime you. You weren't answering.
I was busy.
But it's okay. I'm trying to help you up. But she is amazing hair. I follow her on Instagram, hair up on Instagram. She does skincare, body washes, natural hair products. Anything you need, she got you.
Love. Teamwork makes the dream work. Y'all know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Support is love. Everybody out here working. Mm. Get to it. Make sure you get to her page. Make sure you show love.
You're not going to be sorry because if y'all never seen her before, wait till you see her face.
Let her touch your head, real. Mm. How they good loving.
Thank you.
So, today we about to see.
It goes to me. Okay. It's fucked up when you moved.
Oh, it did.
And then Lord knows.
Y'all know we having a little session.
Sorry, y'all. Sorry, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Rotation.
Women in the
function.
Session. You know, we got a few shots.
It's all
here.
Women. You know, that's beautiful. Yes.
Love. So, we just about to talk about sex, y'all. Shit. We ain't got no specific topic. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just about to talk about sex. And how my girl like having sex. Please tell us. Share.
What's your favorite kind of sex?
So, I am more into the non-vanilla side of sex, or so I can say. Like, I'm more into the choking, biting, the more bondage side of sex, I guess. As that's just how I enjoy having
sex. So have you ever been handcuffed or like gagged?
I have been handcuffed and gagged, but like not with like a tool.
With what?
A dick.
Weak as fuck. Yeah.
Oh.
That's funny.
Damn, man.
It's for you.
Woo! I think cementation.
Okay, so I. okay, so everyone's been gagged by a dick here? Yes.
Yeah.
I really like surprised myself about how rough I enjoy sex.
Yeah.
Like, I thought, man, it's just well. Like, I never thought I would like the shit that I like.
You did that.
What's the roughest way you guys have ever, like, been fucked? If I can ask a question.
Of course.
I've been pal-driven.
I gotta Google that.
It's when...
That sounds like there's multiple people involved.
It's when you, the girl, is up like this, but up on my elbows, and he's on top of me, like, ramming, like,
I'm about to go to Pornhub real quick.
Okay.
See it in person.
Yeah. The fucking guests get better and better, man.
Every
she
show.
Fucking said, I am about to just look this up on Pornhub. Period. Bitch, we about to see what this power driven.
Yeah. Oh, true. I've done that also. Didn't really know the name for it, but...
I didn't either when she said that.
Yeah, like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love it. I really enjoy that position.
Yeah, I do too. Sometimes it just gets a little too crazy down there, but...
It just depends on the size of the dick. We had that show.
Yes. In that conversation.
Depends on the size of the dick.
Yes.
Oof. It does depend.
So,
what about you?
It was a lot of, I guess you could say, wrestling. Not necessarily wrestling, right? But during the sex, all during the round, well, I got slammed, smacked, spit on, yanked, twisted and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Thrown back on the bed.
Yeah, like,
some crazy shit.
I've been thrown.
The best one. Like, your arms low key behind your back, and you're just like, it's like that borderline where it's like, this kind of hurts, but then you're like, I'm getting fucked too good for
just
this
to be like,
hurt.
See if you could, you know, let me see if
like,
I could just take
from the back. Like, when he's from the back, or is he pinning you?
It's like,
because I've done like, I've had it like where like the dude will like, pin your arms, like, hold your arms like it's a lasso and be on the back and, like, fuck you like that.
Like, riding you.
Like, literally, like, my arms are, like, a fucking...
Did you say riding you?
Literally, like, my arms...
It's like... It's just on the back of you. But your arms just...
I mean, what? He ends up, like, pinning him to my back and, like, pulling me down. But, like, I've had, like, that, but I don't know what you mean when you say one.
It's just, like, they just yank you up. Like, gotcha. I don't know. Yeah, it's, like, yank you up, and it's, like, I don't know. Okay. Like, they grab you right
I've
here.
I've had that happen, like, in a foreplay sort of way, not, like, during actual,
like,
intercourse.
Like, if I'm having sex with somebody, like, for the first time, and you're, like, hitting it from the back, right, and... I go to raise up like this, and you just kind of, like, stay here, and you don't go for that choke, this position right here,
ooh,
me up against you.
That's nice.
And you feel me?
I do
if
like
you don't
that.
Go for that when we in that position, I just be like, ah.
Or push me back down.
Time we're having sex.
Or push me back down. There's two options. Either go for that or, like, I like force, but, like, push me back down. Like, if I go to raise up, push me back down.
Oh, yeah. But do you like being, like, pushed back down, or do you like being, like, I don't know, like...
like...
Not slammed, but...
No, yeah, I want it to shock me almost.
Oh, okay, cool, yeah. Mm. Definitely slammed. I want to bounce on the bed.
She said,
Y'all know I got slammed like, oh, the bit. I was weak as fuck. Like, oh shit, I just got slammed. It was so fun though. Like,
it is.
But I was
fun.
Weak as fuck.
Yeah.
That's why I be fun. I be weak and turned on at the same time. It's real exciting.
For real.
That's really how it be.
Pleasure.
Like, I ain't been tied up or nothing. Like, so have you been, like, tied up and bonded and shit like that?
I was dealing with this one guy. He was kind of weird. Let's not even, he was weird. But he definitely had, like, ties and shit. And he would just, like, tie them, like, down my arms and just, like, fuck the shit out of me. But the only issue was his dick really, like, wasn't, like, it was so weird.
Oh, poor guy.
So weird.
Poor guy. Shit, poor her.
Yeah.
Poor me. He's just going to be trying to do it, and he's thinking.
There was
just
one guy that wouldn't really, he would, like, tie me up with my shirts and shit and, like, fuck the shit out of me, but he was crazy. But he was the perfect person to have sex with because he was crazy and used all that crazy during sex and just, I don't know. He, like, bit my shoulder one time so hard, like, I had, like, a scar there for, like, 3 months. But, like, during sex, like, it just felt amazing.
Listen, I bit this guy one time. We wasn't even having sex. It was before we started having sex. Like, I just bit him, like, I mean, bit him. Damn near broke his skin. I did break his skin, honestly. Because he let me.
Fuck. Yeah.
Period, like. Anybody that's,
yeah.
If you let me get to your blood, nigga.
That's why I'm telling
my husband, like, for real, not for real.
That's
like,
on
I'm
you,
like, you know, you ain't about to die. I ain't gonna take.
I've never done that.
I ain't gonna take much. But not for real, though. But I ain't biting everybody, but.
I'm more of a scratcher. That's why, like, when I'm really, like, with someone, I have to keep my nails down. Because, like, I will literally rip your skin apart.
Yeah, nah. It was this one time I got this dude so deep. And he didn't peep it. And then he immediately, right after, went and got in the shower.
Ooh. Mm. That's the worst.
That'd be the worst.
He was like, ah!
Worst.
Man. Worst. It was all red and shit. I was like, ooh, Jesus. His neck. It was great, but I was like,
ew.
Ooh,
no. These little acrylics on.
They don't cut.
And they don't, you just feel them real good. Mm-hmm. And then it stopped me from, like, going to scratch you real hard. So then if you could take it, I go to choke you.
True.
You got it in, because it goes from the grab.
I've never met a nigga that would let me choke them, and it's really fucking annoying.
Yeah,
literally, like, they are just like, don't choke me, just chill. Chill, like, just chill.
Sit back and relax.
Just calm down.
Pass like, out. I'm gonna wake you up.
I'm sorry to go. chill, like.
I got you.
You're safe.
Ease off.
But
you've already established this.
You're real.
I'm sorry. I've never tried,
but now I will.
One guy let me choke him.
I bet you I know
it's
somebody that will.
Too. They don't want to give up that power.
I bet you I know somebody that'll let me
he
choke
loved
him.
It. You should definitely go for it.
I'm about not right now, but I will.
Sooner or later.
I'm about to get there.
I'm gonna run around. I'm do a good comeback for you.
Yeah. For real. That shit fun. That shit is exciting. Like, so do you like to have, like, public sex?
I don't really. I've never really had, like public sex. Like, the most public I've had sex is, like, I've been driving down Martin Luther King Boulevard. And I pulled my car over and started sucking my man's dick in the middle of Martin Luther King. car just, you know, broke down and ran out of gas and some shit. I sweat easy.
True.
But I'm down for it though. Because it like scares me. So I'm excited.
Exhilarating.
Yeah, I'm all about that in 2019.
What about you?
I don't. It's not that I really like public sex. I'm really just not opposed to it. So I've done, like, a lot of sexual acts in public places. But, like, just little sly shit, like, pulling over in, like, a random apartment complex and, like, getting your dick sucked. Or, I mean, the most public place I've ever had sex was, like, in a park. But it was, like, after hours. Like, we pulled over and I went out there and, like, so I just did have fun a little bit. Got back in the car. Or took me before I drive down the highway. Or just, I guess it's just a lot of dick sucking. At the end of the day, that's what.
Just
like parked outside your house. You gotta go in.
That's it.
Yeah.
Nowhere else. Catch me on the highway.
Catch me outside. Period. How about that?
You wanna see it?
Catch me outside.
Leaving the bar, you know, right before you get in the house.
Literally
in the car a little bit before, then you go in the house. Like, bye. Fuck again. Like, yeah, that kind of shit.
Car sex. I've had car sex, yeah.
Like, and I've had sex, like, in a tent. Like, the guy I was, yeah, we went camping. It was fucking crazy.
I've never been camping.
It was fucking, the whole experience was fucking tragic.
Oh.
Like, we, like, it was so sad. Like, we were supposed to be there 2 days. We left and went to Lexington and stayed in a hotel for the other night. Because the camping experience was so terrible. We just had sex the entire time. Like, the entire time. It was crazy. It got really fucking dark when we were just sitting there just having sex. Like, nothing.
Just
sleep. We couldn't, like, get the air mattress blew up. So, like, in the, it was on a slant, so the air mattress just sliding down the tarp. So we were just literally just fucking sliding down this tarp into this little corner of the tent. It was just fucking nuts and crazy. But that's, like, really public, and I was really loud. And there was hella kids and shit around. People were like, chill. I was just like, no. You can't find me.
Shut the fuck
so
up.
Why was y'all fucking so much? Why were y'all fucking all day like that? Like, y'all just said, like, fucking
soon as
we
it got
all out.
Yeah, no, as soon as it got dark, there was nothing else to do, for real. Like, we could have played cards or something, but, like, we were already fucking. Might
but,
as well,
like,
just,
have, like,
you know?
I don't know, lights and, like, games and shit. But, like,
yeah, but there's a lot of hours, girl.
Like,
there's a lot of hours. There was no phone service,
shit.
Nothing.
Talking.
Yeah, exactly. We talked, we fucked, and then we talk and we fuck again. Like, we're just laying in that tent, just like eating hella snacks and shit. He didn't smoke. I smoked, so I would just walk down to Little Creek, smoke, come back, suck his dick, eat some snacks. He'd eat my pussy. We'd fuck. Stop, talk for a little bit, eat some snacks.
Like a little healthy rotation.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a lot of cum, though.
Nice little vacation.
Where did it go?
In my mouth.
Okay.
No, that was good.
That was a good answer. That was the only answer.
Was it?
Bruh.
Where else would it go? You're
camping.
There's no. You gotta walk all the way to the bathroom now.
You can't. Where you going?
I'm one of those, like, catchers. I'd rather, like, if you don't want to put it anywhere on my body, just, like, I'll give. Hey, when you're ready to come, I'll give you some head until you're, like, done. Because I'm. You're not about to fuck around and
come
accidentally
me,
shoot
bitch.
The club up or.
Nah, I guess I'm gonna shoot. I know hella bitches getting caught up right before summer. Like, y'all
I need my summer.
This is getting caught up. These niggas be out here plotting.
They do.
They really do.
Be out here plotting. Like, oh, she bad, but forget her. Hell nah, you ain't.
can't have her.
She's not available. It ain't, bitch.
I'm weak. But yeah, none of that. But yeah. So
that's amazing. I love sex.
I love sex too. I just had sex the other day on some like X. It was so beautiful.
Sounds like it. Oh, you said with some X?
Yeah. Have you ever done ecstasy?
No, oh, with some X. Okay.
I mean, but I thought
you were saying, yeah. You thought she was saying like some X.
Yes.
Not like some X.
But yes. Yes and yes.
Yes.
Yes. I have not.
Yes and yes.
I've not really dabbled in the drug game yet, but you know what I'm saying? Life is about experience.
That is facts.
Just on some hippie shit,
you know?
I guess.
So. Yeah, I was about to say, you know, whatever experience you want to have in life type shit, you know, you're all. Whatever that be, but yes, that be. Nice. I mean, I just be. I love anything that can handle me. Let's just say that.
I'm totally learning. I'm currently in the process of learning my capacity.
True.
I understand that.
I just feel like sex is just such an amazing outlet. Like, it's an amazing outlet to have, like, with your partner.
It's like, just something that's so personal to me, and that's, it's like...
And that's why it's fun to explore all the different, like, ways, like, you can have sex, or, like, different things you want to try, like, I don't know, everyone has kinks and fetishes, and, like, no one really understands what they are, and then, like, they, like, try to...
Explores
them. Yeah, explore the shit they like.
I don't even know, I need to explore porn. I don't even really watch porn, I need to watch more porn.
Yes, and see what you like.
True. What's your favorite porn to watch? Like, if you had to, like, type something in.
If I had to type something in, it would probably be either head videos or Hispanic porn.
I don't know.
That's exotic. That's as far as I've gotten.
I don't
so
think
far.
I've ever really gotten into that. Like the Latinas.
I don't really like Asian.
Ooh.
I didn't really like lesbian porn. Every girl that I know that watched porn was like, watch lesbian porn, you'll love it. I didn't love it.
But it's not for me. Not one of them.
I tried amateur porn, but then I just ended up critiquing the whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was bad.
That's horrible.
And then, what else have I seen? I tried threesomes. That was cool. That was pretty interesting.
I like threesomes.
I like threesomes when they're done right, you know what I'm saying? Like,
everyone has to be into it.
Yeah,
like, you can't be that one girl that doesn't want to be there, you're just right, like, kind of licking the balls.
Get up under there, excuse me.
Right, turn right. Over there. Get you on your back, bitch. Somebody,
yeah, no.
You next, huh?
Hell no. But really, though.
For real, though.
But you know, I did like threesomes. Threesomes was good.
True.
But that's how I kind of got into Hispanic porn that I had seen, like, this one Latina girl.
Followed her on Pornhub. Right. Followed her on Twitter. She via her Instagram DMs.
Follow her Instagram. Yeah. At me.
At Call Me Kai Exclusives.
whole race.
Y'all so funny. Oh man.
That's nice. To that extent, I did follow her at that point. Because,
you gotta get to her videos quick. She's right there.
I didn't follow her,
but it was like I like purposely like clicked her videos. That's because okay. Then the related videos would also be her type shit. Like,
sure, I feel you.
That's following her. On
that's what I'm though. Saying.
Yeah.
You did that.
Yeah.
Change the algorithm.
Right. You gotta get how you live, okay? I'm like.
Same answer. So, okay. I understand what time I, you know.
I haven't really watched a lot. Like, I just recently started really watching porn. I had never really watched it previously. Like, so, we'll see where it goes, I guess.
Well, that's cool. At one time, I was following this porn star, Bella. Mm-hmm. This was in my younger 20s. She, like, I don't know if she white. Mm-hmm. She might be, like, Italian or some shit.
Ooh. Yeah. Nice. Those are, like, my ideal. I know she ain't, like,
they be busted.
I know she ain't.
They do.
And I'm Cambodian, but.
Ooh. Listen. The nose.
I think I like that.
The nose on it.
See, I've always ran into very pretty Cambodian women. Like, I mean, so pretty. Like, come here, baby girl. I would just.
But it's after they get a certain age, because mm-hmm. it's like, never mind. Let's not make this weird.
But it is true, though.
But, so she's probably like white. Mm-hmm. She had this tattoo that came across her titty and shit.
Ooh,
she was live though. Like, she was live across the board. But she was by, and she was live. She did everything. Like, I was like, that's the type of bitch I need in my life. You feel me? That's just gonna take everything. I mean, she was dominant and shit, but that's, I needed her other side.
Right.
Not that side.
She needed the sweet side.
I need the submissive side.
Take first this. First they're sour, then they're sweet.
You feel me?
So, do you like lesbian porn?
I like all porn.
You like gay porn?
Like, I've went through all porn. So yeah, like, right now I'm on gay porn.
Oof.
Have you guys ever
I don't like anal porn that much. Like, I just don't. That's my hard limit.
I don't like anal porn. I could never.
That's how I was, like, right before I got here.
I don't like anything like, with the butt, actually. Like, you know, when they be like, I don't like any of that. Also, I don't like the fisting thing. I don't like that.
That shit.
Have you
just
guys
seems
ever
intense.
Watched the masturbation videos?
Fisting, like,
yeah.
Those are weird for me.
I like masturbation videos, honestly.
Guys or girls?
Both.
Huh. But like, girls with toys or girls with themselves?
Both.
Huh. I like guys.
I've never watched a girl.
Really? I just feel like when you watch a guy do it, he's just basically, you know, everyone's just kind of doing the same thing. They can only do so many tricks. But girls, they can do, like, they just do different shit, I feel. I don't know. And each, I don't know. Each pussy's different. I don't know. I just feel like.
What a variety.
Yeah. And I really mostly watch women porn. I don't really.
Gotcha.
Like, sometimes in a threesome. But if I watch a threesome, like, it's usually all women, for real. Yeah.
See, I've been watching porn for a long time, though. Like,
me too.
Like, for a long time.
I was addicted to it.
And I used to watch Real Sex. They came on HBO. Shit don't come on no more. It used to come on HBO Channel 501. What the fuck is it? Be flicking back and forth midnight. That shit came
on. Wouldn't that be in like cages and shit?
Man, they had all type of shit.
I remember like flipping through it and like flipping out of it real fast and kind of like flipping back to it a little bit. And then flipping out of it real fast.
You hear me? Couples like, sitting there, you know what I'm saying? Talking. They be dressed up and they, you feel me? Like, motherfuckers would be getting whipped on stage. They had toys and shit everywhere. All type of shit. Like, So I've been watching shit like for a long time. Then watch South Porn on motherfucking
That's something I never watched.
So. On cable. What's that, Showtime? So I just, but I watch shit and analyze, like, as you can see, like, this my field, so I watch shit and learn shit, so, and to understand shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause I used to never watch, like, gay porn, not like just cause I was a gays or no shit like that, like, I love my babies, like, big facts, but I just didn't want to watch the porn. Like, I just couldn't watch the porn. I just felt like I wouldn't be able to handle it. Like,
do you like anal, though?
I do.
I do not like anal. That's the only reason I do not like anal anything on porn. Yeah. Like, get that out of there. Like, I don't. Nope.
I do. My experience, it was not a bad experience. See, things.
Have you guys done anal?
Yeah, I think. Said again.
Have you guys done anal?
Yeah, that's how we know if you like it or not. Have you?
No.
Coconut oil.
Coconut oil.
This is for everyone listening.
Coconut oil.
It is
yes. Natural.
Oil. Do not put that weird baby oil shit on your genitals. That's weird.
I don't know if I want to do it. You
might as well try it at least once, but make sure you, like, eat your ass or something first so everything's just, like...
relax.
Literally. You gotta be drunk, too. You gotta just be relaxed. Like, make sure he's even, like, low-key rubbing your back and everything. Like, you gotta be relaxed the first time it goes in there, because, Lord Jesus, that shit will have you running. That's how that shit goes.
I don't know if I want that. We'll see. Well, to be continued.
Shit, I heard it's some women that, like, you know what I'm saying, take it, like,
I know
in
a woman,
on, that's like, that's,
I know
that's
a woman
only
right
they
now
want it,
who,
like, you know what
looks
I'm saying?
Forward like, to her period because her man fucks her in her ass when she's on her period.
Wow. Say it one more time.
I know a woman who looks forward to being on her period because her man fucks her in the ass when she's on her period.
That's dope.
I was about to say, I mean, that's dope, you know what I'm saying? I guess if she like anal, he won't fuck her any other time in anal. That's when she get it. She'd be real excited. That's it, come on. She about to get fucked and this time it's in the butt. Jokes and some shit.
Stand up. Hey, you know what though? I want to talk to you about something.
What's
that? After we end, just from the
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just want to say, like, I'm loving your toes.
Oh, thank you.
Really pretty.
Very pretty.
Thank you. So, yes, but this shit just hit me weak as fuck. But I mean, yeah, I guess that's cool. Like, shit, listen. You know, I ain't got no titties, right? As y'all can see, I got buzzers. And these girls, you know what I'm saying? I strip right now, I dance right now. And, you know, they got big titties. A lot of them got big titties. But one of them was talking. She said, that's the second pussy.
What?
Big titties. Facts. Like, she was like, you know what I'm saying?
If you got really big
titties. Her titties
boobs.
Is real. They was having the titty conversation. And then she was like, yeah, girl, you know, this the second pussy. So I was like, oh, shit. Like, I totally forget.
About titty fucking.
Oh,
yeah.
Because I don't have titties. You'd be fucking this glad and down.
Rubbing your mouth.
Right, you going skiing. Sure. Because I don't have that.
Me neither, girl.
When, like, I was like, so after I got my thyroid out, I got really, really big. And when I was really, really big, I had pretty, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, C-cup titties. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, pretty big titties. And I used to get titty fucked.
We had the same, did you? Yeah, no. So did you get titty fucked because you had titties?
Yeah.
Were you turned on by that?
Yeah.
Was it like really, did you keep your chin right there so your chin would get hit?
Ew. Sometimes. It depends. Like, I switch it up. Because, like.
That would be my,
Because sometimes that would be my thing. Put it down and then it would, like.
Okay, that makes more sense. I'm more of a, like, while I'm giving you some head, I'll smack your dick on my titties a few times. But yeah. My titties are too small to be titty fucking titties.
Yeah.
Just gliding, as she said.
Like power glide.
Yes.
Man. Man.
I just don't know. I don't know if I could do it. Either. I don't know. Titty fucking was fun though. My boobs are pretty mad now. Like, I could get titty fucked, but like.
It won't be as enjoyable.
Nah, not for him. He'd be like, this is cute, you know what I'm saying? Like, we titty fucked. But, So, what shocked me though is how much I enjoy when a man puts my toes in his mouth.
Ooh, me
that
too.
Shocked me because it's just tough, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't think about
how they feel.
Pleasure in your toes. Like,
yes.
I remember the first, I was like,
okay, what is?
Hold the
that's
phone.
That's when you whisper, like, okay, eat my pussy. It's ready.
I was so...
You done did it. You done did it. You ready.
It was like, unlock new level. Like, it was
true.
Yes.
This shit was wrecked so after that. But I tore his ass up after that. I was
like... Has a man ever, like, licked the whole bottom
of
his
head? Yes! I was just about to say that. Like, when he licked the whole...
Oh, my Lord.
He'd be like, oh, like, you're not going to run.
What's going on here?
She said, do you love me?
You pregnant or some shit?
Look at both at the same time.
I was going to say, can you do both at the same time? Like, can you take this,
man?
Oh, my
Lord.
Can you take this?
Like, what is going on?
I was like, holy motherfucking mother. Mm-hmm. That was really shocking to me.
That, I see. But they're not.
What?
See, that's why I had this podcast, because even I have to realize that. But I feel like at a certain point, every woman will get to this point.
Yeah.
But every woman is not at this point. Or every man is not at this point. But I feel like it's such a fucking great point to be at.
What?
You understand what I'm saying?
To be sexually liberated?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, to just enjoy...
It's just a way to get out of yourself.
Like, yes, it's just enjoy everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because, see, but that's just with the journey of life. Because you gotta learn how to breathe and shit. Like, with anal. You can't just have anal because you have to be relaxed. So, motherfuckers can't just go diving and have an anal sex because you just, you know, want to see what the butt feel like. Or you want to see if you can take anal. You get what I'm saying? Like, you have to really... want to take that step. Your body have to be ready. No, I'm just saying, like, these are the steps in life, period. Just like if you haven't had sex, just like if you're a virgin. You got to get your mind together. You feel me to take dick, period, in your vagina.
You're not about to just be
you ain't just about to be like,
bouncing on the dick, bounce.
You feel me? And if a nigga know that you a virgin, he ain't just going to be
slamming that shit.
He's going to take his time with you.
Yeah. So
make sure everything is
for real.
That is so facts. That is facts.
Niggas be out here ruthless sometimes.
It's really pathetic too.
It's sad.
I was talking to this guy at the bar. Yeah, you know, I told him about the podcast and shit. So he was telling me about this girl that he was fucking. And she was explaining to him that he was fucking her too rough. And because he didn't have any emotional connection with her. Like, he was just fucking her. Like, and he didn't understand what she was saying. Like, he couldn't get it. Like, he felt like he was fucking her. And I had to really explain to him, like, you know what I'm saying? You're not, like, you feel me? You just make her feel like you just coming through, busting down and busting out. Like, you feel me?
Sometimes that's all you need, though.
Sometimes, but, like, if that's not what you want, that's not what you want.
And but even in a bust down, that's what I told him. Like, even in a bust down, like, he like, but I be having to get to this money and da 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 da, right? And he said, like, sometimes, she, like, he be having to get to work. She complain. She be wanting to lay up for a little bit or whatever, but he got to get up, get ready, da da da. So I just explained to him, like, even in that little bit of time, like, it takes nothing. It takes about 3 seconds laying in the bed. I love you. You feel me? Put your tongue in her mouth. Whatever. You feel me? However she like it. However she like to be kissed. You feel me? And then leave her sitting there with her pussy wet. Get ready for work. Fuck is you talking about? Let her watch you get ready for work. You feel me? You feel me? You ain't got it. You don't have to be like... You ain't got to be rough with it. You feel me?
Yeah, you don't got to just up and leave.
So in the bus down, you don't have to just be rough in the bus down. You still can be like, ah, this the pussy I want to bust down. You feel me? Like, you can still feel this. Yes, look at him. You feel me? All that shit. Like,
and it's that's not what he wanted, though.
No, I'm saying, like, if this who you fucking, that's why you gotta be fair to who you fucking.
Yeah, true. Yeah, you're right. But
you can't be unfair. If you wanna be, if that's what you want, it's a bitch that's cool with you coming down, busting down like that. You feel me? But that's not her.
Right.
So don't keep coming down to bust her down. Go bust down somebody else. Give her a fair chance to get bust down the way she want to get bust down.
Honestly, though.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, because you can do that.
Well, I mean, it's actually her fault because if she's not, like, well, I guess. But I feel
stopping
like
him.
Everyone low-key deserves, that sounds weird, but should be, like, having sex with multiple people. Like, if that's not what you really want, like, from one person, like, and you don't want to stop fucking that person, you can, like, unless that's your, like, boyfriend, girlfriend.
I mean, yeah, if you want to do that, but, like, for her, right? But for them, too, in this situation, right?
If he's busting down
she
other people.
Need to tell her, she need to tell him, or she need to quit fucking him, because she didn't tell him, I don't want to be busted down like that, and he keep fucking her like that. So, she need to quit fucking him.
Yeah.
But she probably won't, for whatever reason she emotionally connected to him, right?
True.
He not going to quit. Bust her down. Hopefully, he took heed to the bar conversation, and he, you know, get a little more better with the bust down. But
bust down.
But
I love this.
Other than that, you know what I'm saying? He need to stop fucking her. He need to find somebody to tell him. You need to find somebody that want to get fucked like that because there's people out here like that. It's okay. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's okay for us to exist among each other. That's why we here. Fuck everybody is for somebody, even if it's motherfucking multiple people that it is that you need. For multiple different things. Mm-hmm. But know what the fuck that you need. And know who you being fair to and who you not being fair to. You feel me? And be fair. You can be fair. It's fuck. It ain't hard.
At all.
Like, motherfuckers that, and yeah, we gonna have this conversation off the podcast. We fuck. This is girl talk. So, y'all. Drinks, cheers. This was excellent. I love our fucking guests.
Yep.
Every single time.
We just keep killing it.
Killing it.
Every single time.
We love y'all. Until next time, thank you for coming on. Thank you for coming on to the podcast, you know. Everyone is welcome. Y'all know what to do. Until next time, bitches. Well, as you guys can tell, that was an old episode that I re-released, and I'll be doing that, re-releasing some old episodes, because we had some really great topics, we had some really great guests, and we had a really great time, and I'm going to continue to share everything that we have developed, where we come from, and how we have grown together as a community. So
continue to stay locked in. Follow me on my new Instagram at Jardani Wise, J-A-R-D as in dog, A-N-I-W-I-S-E. That is on Gmail and Facebook. Talk to me. I talk back. Ask the questions. Make sure you download the app, anchor.fm. Make sure you hit the bell so that you will get the notifications each time a podcast drop. We will be here every Friday. So have your ears ready, 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 ready. Once again, it's all love, all the time, always. And I am so grateful for y'all tuning in and staying connected. Choosing to be educated on your sexuality, choosing to be free in your sexuality, and choosing to learn together and grow together. This is Jardani with Sex Talk. Until next time. We all have that secret moment or that moment alone where we have so many questions about our own sexuality or someone else's sexuality, or our friends came up with a topic that we was too nervous to comment on, or you came up with a topic that they were too nervous to comment on, or you know a couple, or you are a couple that is having difficulty in your sexual life. Here at Jardani Sex Talk, we are going to target all of that. We're going to talk about the do's and the don'ts, and the wants and the needs, and how to provide those, and how to be there for one another, learning with each other, growing with each other.